GQDN for Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free book at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. Thank you, everybody, if you're a Patreon. And by stackup.org. Great organization. In today's news, we have a Hearthstone announcement, more news about Counter-Strike Go, and some PlayStation news there as well. But today, we start with Wowhead.com, and they did an interview with Ian Hizzacostas on patch 10.0.7. Within this, they talk about the Primordial Stones, the class balance, the class race combos, Mythic Plus, cross factions, PvP, secrets, and some other stuff. Mainly they talk about the holiday updates and the patch cadence and the amount of PTR testing varies. But by the looks of it, they did a pretty good job, and that was done on the Primordial Stone Guide. Well, not just there, but they do have a link to that. And the questions were asked anonymously. So as far as what Primordial Stones go, high-end players should be replacing in Season 2. So we'll see what happens there. And you know that they do some class balances and some other things that's going on. And in fact, there's some cross-faction guilds. And they said that the plan is to consolidate Horde and Alliance into one unified Hall of Fame. So we'll see what happens there. Now we gotta get into some bad news because, once again, stuff does happen. And The Verge has reported that the Stalker 2 Unicrine studio was indeed hacked. In fact, GSC Game World did write in a statement, quote, "Recently our employees account for a collective work with images application was hacked." Further quote, "The hackers are threatening to use the obtained data for blackmail and intimidation." Now, they have faced blackmail and acts of aggression before, but even they did release a statement on their Twitter, which you can read the full statement at stalker_the_game, and I'm going to put this post in the GQDN notes post so that everybody can see that, so long as they are Patreons. And that'll be for everybody to read. Now, PS5 Pro could be in development. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and what they are saying is that PlayStation 5 is targeting a late 2024 release window, just like the PlayStation 4 Pro was released, and PlayStation 6 would not be released until at least 2028. So, what could we be looking at for PlayStation 5 Pro? Well, that right now is really up for debate right now because there's not a whole lot of stuff that was released information-wise. So potentially, there would be a detachable disk drive through a USB-C, which is what some people are thinking, and obviously some graphics improvements making PlayStation 5 Pro a more compatible 4K to 8K video enhancement machine with the frame rate going up to about maybe 120, 240 frame rates potentially. So we'll see what happens. But there has been some backlash on this. Some people were for it and some people were not for the news. In fact, this comes to us from SVG.com, and at TRSRPC said on Twitter, y'all ready for a 650 PS5 Pro with $70 remake of Horizon Zero Dawn, LMFAO? And a Gaming Mini did say, Sony is making a PS5 Pro? Why not just make some games, bro? Going through a games list. You can decide for yourself if you want one or not. Personally, probably not. But there are 9 games that are leaving PlayStation Plus in March. And they are Monster Energy Supercross. This is brought to us by VG247.com. It's 24/7. Override 2, Super Mech League, Danger Zone, Dungeons 2, Ghost of a Tale, The Vanishing of Ethan Carter, Velocibox, Victor Brand Overkill Edition, and WWE 2K22. So if you like any one of those games or any number of those games, you might want to get them quick if you have PlayStation. Now, bad news for Epic, maybe good news for some people, because Epic has been ordered to pay $245 million for tricking some Fortnite players. This is brought to us by .esports.com. And yes, you heard that right. In fact, you can go to the Fortnite page on the FTC website for more information as to how to get into some of that money. That's if you played Fortnite and if you were tricked by Epic. In fact, the FTC in a statement did say that Epic, quote, deployed a variety of design tricks. So, there's nothing that was really concrete as to what those tricks were, but there were some things that were going on. And there's some other things that are going on, too. At Eurogamer.net, we find out that System Shock Remake has been delayed just a little bit longer. Originally, it was to be released this month, but publisher Pelion did say that it will be released on Tuesday, the 30th of May. In fact, what they said was, quote, we had hoped to bring the game to market by the end of March, but that turned to be just beyond our reach. We are after all merely human, unlike Shodan. So we shall see what happens with this game. Maybe I'll take a look into it after it's remade. But Galvin, you posted a tweet on the GQDN show notes, so I had to look into it. And guess what I found? Via.esports.com said that there may be some maps that are going to Counter-Strike Global Offensive Source 2. In fact, you could actually see what Aquarius and Gabe Follower did find, because they were saying that Overpass, Inferno, and Cobblestone are the competitive maps. Short Dust, Lake, Chutes, and Italy will be the casual modes, or it could be used on the casual modes like Wingman and Arms Race. Once again, you can see that tweet if you are a Patreon and in our Discord. Now, there may be some more trouble for Sony PlayStation, because via Eurogamer.net, Microsoft signed another 10-year deal, this time with Boosteroids. So, Boosteroid is a Ukrainian cloud gaming platform. So that puts more deals out into Europe. In fact, this is what Phil Spencer had to say about the deal. Quote, we believe in the power of gamers or games to bring people together. That's why Xbox is committed to give everyone more ways to play their favorite games across devices. Bringing Xbox PC games to Boosteroid members, including Activision Blizzard titles such as Call of Duty, once the deal closes, and yet another step in realizing that vision. Boosteroid shares Microsoft's vision of bringing games to as many people, places, and platforms as possible. That was a quote from Ian Shevchenko, that is the head of Boosteroid. For the quote, it has long been our goal to provide gamers with an opportunity to enjoy their favorite titles on any device close at hand. Today's announcement is it another step in this direction. Also, with our development team based in Ukraine, we appreciate Microsoft's ongoing commitment to Ukraine, and we will be working together on an initiative supporting our local game development community to invest further the economic recovery to the country. Now, what Brad Smith did say was, quote, the partnership builds on the $430 million in technology and financial assistance we have provided Ukraine since Russia's unlawful invasion. And it exemplifies a step we will continue to take to support Ukraine's 160,000 software developers. So, very, very interesting in that respect. Xbox also said that, hey, we're going to have a sale, and it's going to be Square Enix publisher sale. So, the minimum that I've seen is 20% discount, while the max is 50% amongst certain titles, such as Kingdom Hearts 3, Crisis Core, Final Fantasy VII Reunion, Power Wash Simulator, Nier Automata Becomes as God Edition, and Outriders World Slayer. So you can go check that out. In the meantime, back to GameSpot.com, and they said that Hearthstone, is putting out a new expansion called the Festival of Legends Cinematic Trailer. We may be talking about this in the future. Me and Gulben might. Because there will be 11 classes to represent, especially when ETC was just rocking it out on stage. That's within the cinematic itself, and they did show some of the possible gameplay for it. But to go on into this expansion is 145 cards, including the finale keyword and the overheal priest keyword. You have instrument weapons and a whole bunch of other things, such as soloist minions, harmonic spells, and other things. More information will come out of this as the expansion is further announced. But we are done for today, and Diablo's getting closer. You will see the beta if you go to Twitch and click on the Diablo 4 when it comes Friday. Because if I get it, I'll be on twitch.tv/JoeSpace. That's two S's, people. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more evil things. Go play some games, people.